You have to know where your help comes from. Angela Moss Poole, along with Micah Stampley and my help. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Hamp Camp on KAYT, KQJO-FM. We are five cities strong all day long, and you can hear us from anywhere around the world at www.kaytfm.com. Today, the 28th of December, is National Card Playing Day. Now, whether you are learning to play cards for the first time or whether you are a seasoned card aficionado, well, today's your day. If you're playing solitaire, poker, or even Uno, today's your day. National Card Playing Day right here in the Ham Camp. Get together with some friends and have some fun, all right? All right. Hey, listen up. Go ahead, stick and stay. The Pleasant Green Baptist Church is on the way. We'll follow that up with more of the music that matters. So please stay right where you are on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Let's go to the 19th chapter of John, and the 16th and 17th verse. Yeah, John. You notice I really don't wear suits too often, my Lord. It feels good to preach like this. But I also want you to know you don't have to be tied up with a suit to come to church. But you talk about coming. John 19, chapter 16, 17, I think that's where we're going to stop. I don't know where we're going to stop, but I think that's. Being delivered, he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And bearing, watch it all, his cross. And bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. Had to go to the 18th verse. Where they what?
Crucified
him. And two other with him on either side, one and Jesus in the middle. Let's just talk just for a little while, if you don't mind. It's just good for Jesus to be in the midst. Let's talk.
Neighbor,
it is good for Jesus to be in the midst. Amen. Somebody can identify and testify that it is good for him to be in the midst. Think about it, if you will. If the Lord was in the midst of your situation, where would you be? If the master was in the midst of your ups and your downs, how could you handle your problems? If Jesus wouldn't be in the midst of your life, how for having a good hour. Thank God for him, Jesus. Dwelling in the midst, even in our situation right now, while this virus is on air, rising again, but the Master is in the midst of the Lord. How can you handle the storm? You cannot handle the storm by yourself. You need the Lord in the midst of your storm. Because he's the only one who can calm your storm. You can't even calm your own storm. The storm going on and you can't even stop it. All the money in your bank account cannot calm it. It takes the Lord himself to come and calm your storm.
Yes.
And if God is all you have, then you have all you need. Come with me. If God is all you have, you have all you need. Well, how can you qualify that? Well, if I need a doctor, he's a doctor. If I need a lawyer, he's a lawyer. If I'm hungry, he's food and I'm starving. If you have a God, he's all that you need. And I thank God for dwelling in the midst of us, in our storm, in our rough places, in our daily lives, we need Jesus in the midst.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why prayer warriors have lunch at a time, saying that we must pray for our cities because we want the Lord in the midst of our streets.
Yes.
Gun violence and death. Our young folk have gone crazy. Road rage is on an all-time high. No one has patience for anything. Children taking guns in schools and shooting and killing. And politicians will not stand up because money is powering them. Somebody got to know that God has to be in the America and Russia is at odds. The world is going crazy. We need the Master in the somebody ought to identify with me. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego can sit on the front too. They would say it's just good to have Jesus in the do I have some help there? They were the crowd down here on this morning.
Yeah.
It's just good to have the Lord in the midst.
Yeah.
We were locked in a fiery furnace. We were sent there to die, but death did not come because the Lord showed up.
Yeah.
And the reason you are sitting here right now, you should have been dead, could have been dead, but the reason you're not dead is because the Lord showed up. The Lord showed up for you. The Lord just showed up in your circumstance. The Lord showed up. You could have had an accident and never have walked away from it, but the Lord showed up. The car may have flipped 1, 2, 3 times and you walk away because the Lord showed up. It's just good for him to be in the midst. And then I go nowhere when I invited the Lord to come go with me. Lord, I'm on my way to Alexandria. Just get in the car. Take the wheel. Empower me there. Guide my eyes with my hand and my feet and give me the ability to have the movement. movement of my limbs so I can make it to where I'm going safe. Somebody in the house ought to be able to say, thank you, Jesus, for just guiding my mind and my eyes and my heart and my hand and my feet, giving me the ability to move. Sometimes we just don't give God enough thanks for the song. We want money and grandeur and homes and carbon. What about just life? I'm glad he's in the midst of my inhale and my exhale. Because this is what keeps me living. Yeah. Daddy, do the Lord keep you? Does he sustain you? Does he take care of you? Does he rock you? Does he feed you? Does he clothe you? Well, if the Lord has done all of this, you want to be able to say thank you. Thank you, sir. Here, Jesus, this is not the first time Jesus shows up in the midst. The Bible records at the age of 12, the doctors, Jesus shows up. And he puzzles them at the age of 20. In the midst of them, they are confused with his ability to think and his mental process. At the age of 12. Let me see, can I teach you this something? I had a shot off course, then we'll get back on course. I don't know how to get back on course.